is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good evening. You are here on Kenny's Corner. The excitement, the thrill of our cultural expression, the greatest cultural expression. And tonight we are talking all things Junkanoo. Ah, in the background is the melodious sounds of the superstars. Oh boy. I say two straight back-to-back winners, the musical champions of the world. Oh boy, the Saxon superstars are in your ears, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody that is within the sound of my voice. Chris, give me some more music, Chris. Turn the music up, Chris. All right. Let me act normal. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, good evening. This is Kenny's Corner. And for those of you that can see me on television, I have on my sparkly Junkanoo jacket because the season has begun. Number picking is on Saturday. We call it Nervous or S-H-I-T-T-Y Saturday, right? That's where we sell Pampers. We sell wipes. We have Absorbing Junior. We are ready. We're in the throes of things. I have on my Saxon shirt because I am a part of that magnificent group, you know. My father is a founding member, Kendall Casey, champion. Ah, I tell you, he's champion. Champion. When I walk into the room, I want them to play, "My girl, you a champion, blah, blah." All right. So tonight, we are going to talk with the Valley Boys. And I don't want no slick which Valley Boys this is. We are going to have a conversation tonight, not so much about the Valley Boys-esque, but we're going to talk about all things that encompass Junkanoo. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to talk about the love of the culture. We're going to talk about how some people will literally try to tear down an institution for the love of self. Mm. We're going to talk about how Junkanoo and relationships really work, because you can have somebody that's in the world famous Valley Boys and you can have someone that's in the Saxon Superstars, and they're lovers. They are husband and wife. Like in my particular instance, I am a Saxon superstar, but my partner is the backline chairman for One Family, right? So you know that mean pure turbulence in the house, right? Turbulence. I mean, we rowing, but Junkanoo. And it makes for good conversation. But we don't share secrets. I talk to my Junkanoo people over there, and he talk to his Junkanoo people over there. And when he gets ready to traverse the boulevard, right? Mm-hmm. I am right beside that group. When One Family come in, and you'll swear he's a part of these people group, you know. And I have on my Saxon shirt, but it's all love because we love each other. We only rival on 2 days, mm-hmm. 25th and the 1st. Mm-hmm. Because other than that, we have to live within the society. Now, so we have to get along. I want to talk about ladies that do friendly things for feathers, because we know what that is, right? I want to talk about getting out and what it means to come to get me. And I want to talk about we in the gate. Push up, move up. Call these brass niggas from up there. Let's go. It's time the line is group up. It's time to ride. Run This Music. We in the hole. I want you to think about the anticipation of being right there by Pompey Square and our ancestors and what it really means to come alive on Bay Street. The rhythm, the feathers, the movement, the dancing. What brings Junkanoo to life, right? Because we in the hole right now. And somebody got to kick this music over. And tonight we can kick this music over with the Valley Boys. John.
Hey.
Frontline.
Hey.
Wendy.
Rhythm City.
Hard go.
Right here.
Run This Rhythm, Wendy. John.
Yes, ma'am.
You have been in Junkanoo as long as you've been alive. You have two brothers that have gone before you and that have paved the way.
Indeed.
You are now in the forefront. What does it mean to you to be inculcated into Junkanoo? How does that work for you? Is it Junkanoo every day of the year? How do you have a love life? How do you have a regular life? Do you separate Junkanoo from your work responsibilities?
Boy.
Talk to me, John. Talk to the people. Let's talk about it.
That's a loaded question.
And we go until 8 o'clock tonight. Dwight, we go until 8.
That's a big question.
As a big girl, it's a big deal, you know.
So before I start, mm-hmm. I noticed you gave a shout out and you recognized Casey.
It's my good daddy.
Yeah, before I start, I have to recognize the one and only, the true queen of my life, and that is one Elaine Williams.
Absolutely.
I must shout her out. She is my mother. She is a woman of all women, and she's one of the reasons why I am today.
Absolutely.
She brought my brothers up, and she did the same with me. So when we talk about Junkanoo, I can't not talk about her.
All right.
I remember one morning I was late. I think mommy paced my shirt. I never see a pace before a day in my life. And let me tell you something. I didn't realize I didn't have a shirt. And she just pull up and say, here, on a hanger, like school shirt.
Like how you have to be ready to go to St. John's because Ali and Nash Ferguson don't play.
Oh, and you better
have that uniform iron.
I thought my pay shirt was iron. She do that so neat.
Listen to me, because I spent many days in that office in detention.
But Junkanoo, boy, you have life and you have Junkanoo life. And for persons like us, they fuse, right?
Right.
So there is no day that goes by that I'm not a Junkanooer, or Junkanoo is not taking part of my life. I can find myself standing in the elevator at work and beating on the elevator door while I'm waiting for it to go up to the floor.
Okay.
If I see decorations anywhere on someone's desk, I'm looking at it and saying, you know what? You should have glittered that.
Yes.
Or, you know, those colors don't go together. And anywhere that I go, I mean, people know me. People associate me with Junkanoo. They associate me with the Valley Boys, the true Valley Boys. My social media name on Instagram is Junkanoo. It's inside me. I can't get away from it if I wanted to.
No.
And that is that's a good and a bad thing, honestly.
Yes. Okay.
Because relationships I've had persons ask me to choose. It's them or Junkanoo.
Well, bye.
Well, yeah, I'm here. I'm here talking about Junkanoo.
Well, bye.
I ain't here talking about nothing else.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
And then, you know, they you have persons who would complain, how come you're spending so much time in the shack? You're not spending no time with me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Junkanoo. I'm not coming to Junkanoo. Okay, so you know what I used to do? I used to say, all right, support me in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I buy them a package. I get you a small gun. I get you glue sticks. I get you a scissors. When my costume comes out of the shack, I'm home. I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
So work with me.
Right.
I found that worked.
Yes.
Right? And then it became a part of my Junkanoo life in that way. And it felt so good when I put the costume together, or I take a photo, or someone sees me, or there's a video, and they'd be like, well, who do them shoes? Who glittered that pants? You know, who streaked that wing?
Yes.
And they felt proud, and I felt proud to know that, you know, they were a part of that. And family-wise, I could tell you, as long as I've been in Junkanoo, as long as I've been rushing, there's not been one parade that I've come to by myself. There's always been Jerron, Javon, Mommy, my cousin Vince, a full team.
Right.
They used to be upset with me because I used to be so relaxed, and I'd be like, oh, no pressure. Right. But he said, my team good. And that's because they are. They put the pressure on me. People see me and they think it's just me. It's not just me.
You have a team.
Triple J is Triple J. That's three persons.
Okay.
And of course you gotta throw Vince in there because from as far back as like about 2009, there's not been one costume that Vince has not colored for me.
This is Vincent Pratt.
This is Vincent Pratt.
Okay, okay.
You know, Vince, our clique was deep. Vince, Munch, God rest his
soul.
These are persons who are integral parts of my Jungle New Korea, and they became persons like Munch, who was not my actual brother, became my brother. I think about him constantly.
I had this conversation because, you know, your nieces go to school with my daughter, right?
Yes.
And when I first met your sister-in-law, I met her on Bay Street. My mom was alive at the time. Mm-hmm. And mommy said, oh, I like her. And we like CG from then,
yeah.
Right? But when you think about Jungkook-ndo and you think about the people that are involved in Jungkook-ndo, sometimes people have a tendency to think that the average Jungkook-ndoer is less than intelligent, or that we are not able to articulate, or that we do not work in tandem. But I find that my Jungkook-ndo community, they assist me with certain things. I go to the bank, I don't have to wait on the line.
Yes.
I call John for this. I say, Wendy, I need that.
Yes.
Or I go to various places, and they help you. We when you see me on Bay Street, someone might say, Candy, I need one candy on the bike. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to give you all my candy, but I give you all the candy anyway.
Yes.
Like, I started in Jungkook-ndo as a little girl. I was 3 years old in the front of the Saxon Superstars, and so that is what I know. And Jungkook-ndo for me is a love. I've done that with my father my entire life.
Yes.
So when you think about Jungkook-ndo, John, what do you think holds the greatest? There's such a thing as Jungkook-ndo fame. Because the only thing we're doing this for is bragging rights. Because there ain't no money in this.
No.
At least not that we have constructively economized.
Yeah.
There's no money the way we do it.
No.
So it's really for fame. So what is your greatest Jungkook-ndo memory? Now, failing the fact that it's not for monetary gain.
Right. I can't pinpoint one, right? I have several memories or occasions that will always stick out to me, right?
Right.
One being mommy pacing my shirt, right? Delivering that at the last minute and bringing that, right? That was big. Every time I'm getting ready on Bay Street, I'm not going to lie. I would be around a lot of Valley people, Jungkook-ndo people getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, just like a ghost, Jerron would appear out of nowhere. Hey, let's go. What you doing? That prep time where we're getting ready, we pulling stuff out the truck or whatever, and they dressing me, Vince pop out of nowhere. Hey, my cousin, you ready? Stapling me up, whatever. I love that.
Yes.
That resonates with me.
Okay.
If I do Jungkook-ndo, it'll be for that moment, and I could go home.
I like the part where we are on George Street, right?
And
we cussing out each other, and we talking trash.
Yeah.
And like we saying, but this is what you come to Bay Street with? This it here?
Yeah.
Well, y'all, this it here, Wendy?
Those moments make you realize how powerful Jungkook-ndo is.
The essence and the spirit of it.
Yes. Yep. And not only that, right? Things like that happen with your competitors as well.
Yes.
There's been moments where I'm getting ready, none of my people around, I'm a Saxon, a one family roots, any random person who
will
sees
hook you
me
up.
Will hook me up. Hey, John, you straight? And help you. Curse you after that.
Yeah, because you have to get a cuss out.
Yeah, you
must
get
be
one.
A cuss out, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we can't use that language on the radio. But, I mean, because we say some things to that George Street.
We say some things.
We get the Lipton tea, the ghetto tea, they call it, right? And you drink it with the big styrofoam cup. And we talking trash.
Uh-huh.
And when you see the fellas, Craig is our backline chairman, and Craig will say, it's time to go. You see them coming from the JCNP,
yes.
And they
yes.
say, gentlemen, we are on the clock. It is time to go. And they are walking down from George Street from by the church in the parking lot, right? And you see the fellas coming down. You see the girls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is like that feeling, that essence that something
so,
says
so
to you
strong.
Like, oh, it's time to ride.
Time to go.
It's time to go.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I truly, truly love that. Now, Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
This Texas says, I miss eating Benny cake, peanut cake, carrot cake, coconut cake. I can still have a little bag.
Every cake.
This person must know my mommy, because you know mommy used to bring the little bag of Benny cake.
Let me tell you something. Before you get to Wendy,
right.
That was going to be my next memory.
Okay.
I enter Rawson Square.
Mm-hmm.
There are two persons that I look for. Elaine on the right and your mother on the left.
Yes.
I don't care the whatever size costume I am in.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the railing. I acknowledge them. I touch them as good as, if I got to use the costume and say, shake that, I do that. Because that's,
yes,
that's protocol.
Yeah. That's, and
those are the faces you went to see.
Those are the people that you recognize. Like, there's some people on Bay Street that you just look for, and you see the gleam in their eye.
Yes.
And, and it just makes Junkanoo all the better. Okay. Right. And I don't see how some people can try to sully the culture and the craft and the integrity of Junkanoo for
and
personal
so
gain.
Time,
you know? But Wendy.
Yes,
Wendy.
Ma'am.
Wendy, talk to me. You
Oh boy.
Wendy is a big tum tum. I mean, talk to us, Wendy.
Hi, Bahamas. Yes, it's Wendy, female drummer, the Valley Boys.
That's
ever
right.
Since I could walk, I could see.
Really?
Valley Boys run through my blood.
So Wendy, when did you start it as a child?
Yep. It originated from our ladies. 6 years old.
Oh, you're a Catholic too?
She's
one of us?
Yeah, man.
Oh, I didn't know you was decent, Wendy. I mean, because it's only us that are the true Roman Catholics will make it Roman Catholics.
Oh, here we go.
I didn't know that you was Catholic, Wendy.
Yes, I started at Our Ladies. That's where it all began.
Okay.
Beating on a lunch then after school, waiting for my parents to pick me up. You know, Our Ladies, the run during the Junkanoo now.
Yeah, and I think if they still had the program.
We still would have been running Junkanoo.
Our Ladies, because Xavier's ain't in it.
No. We had music back to back.
Yeah,
our Ladies
were
strong.
I can show
strong.
You a picture. Now I have handy for you. But yeah, I started at Our Ladies. Got introduced to Senior Junkanoo from Ricardo Trico. It's a family friend. Call him an uncle, a godfather.
Right.
So and once I got introduced to the big boys, I've been a Valley Boys ever since.
Now, Wendy, as a female drummer.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, I don't want to talk to your private business, right? As a female drummer, Wendy, you know that drummer is a serious thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a drummer, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I have a drummer.
Rum-pum-pum.
Rum-pum-pum-pum, baby. I have a big drummer, right?
Indeed.
So listen now, Wendy, when you are in the hole, right? And you have to, you're turning over the group now, right?
No.
Who's turning the group over?
Frankie?
Yeah. From the Saxons?
Yeah.
He's
a Valley boy now.
He's a Valley boy.
But Frankie,
he doesn't wear the Viking.
But
he wears a spade.
But y'all know Frankie's originally a Saxon.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
Okay.
I just want y'all, I want the record to reflect.
That's not
every
a
group has a mixture of people.
Yes.
But he's now a Valley boy.
Diverse.
He wears a spade on his back.
All right, diverse.
Then. Or on his chest.
All right, then, no problem. But so Wendy, when you are in the hole, because there's a call and repeat, right? Lick, who's a master drummer for the Saxon Superstars, he and my dad was, they drum. There's a call and repeat. So Wendy, when Frankie, who was originally a Saxon, turns over for the Valley Boys, what is that feeling? Like, does Frankie start and then you turn? And then, like, what happens in your rhythm section?
It goes down the line. He starts over, we feel it. I blow the whistle, get everybody in timing. We get going. Once that rhythm lick off,
and we ain't living till the music law.
No. But with us, you know, the Rhythm City is the best. Tum-tum line.
Oh,
hold on, because I have to correct you. You would have said you guys are the music champions for 2023, not this year. We won.
Wendy, this is my show, and what I say go.
I am correcting you.
But
the Valley Boys.
But this is my show, Wendy.
2024.
I don't know about that.
Holds the champion.
I don't.
Music.
I never saw that, Wendy.
You did it?
I never saw that, Wendy, and this is my show. This
you have a computer go on YouTube and click.
Yeah, we stuck right over here. We stuck.
You're in the digital age. You can find it.
But can I tell you something, Wendy? Y'all had some music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all right, right?
Oh, Lord. There we go.
And I must tell you, I came down to hear everybody. Well, not everybody, because I was on television at that point. And I was walking down, and as I stood by the Valley Boys.
You felt it.
I know, but no feeling, but I was dancing.
She felt it.
You felt it.
She felt it.
Well,
was,
you can't. Well, you have to dance. If you dancing, you feel it.
I mean, I dance into everybody music when y'all ain't special, friend.
Stop it, man.
Okay. Well, anyhow, this is my version of the story, right? Hey, the music, if we close our eyes, do we understand that music is universal?
Of course.
Like, maybe our tempo and our beat is a little bit slower in the Saxons, or maybe one family's beat is a little bit faster. Maybe the Valley Boys are slower, faster. Jenny is slower, faster. But if we close our eyes for one moment, if we were Bremen, right? Bremen is a big Junkanooer, even though he is blind by nature.
Mm-hmm.
We have to think about the rhythm section. And sometimes I think we have to look at the fact that we probably need to take the rhythm section, mm-hmm. which is the back line, and then remove that and listen to the brass. Or maybe we should do the brass and the back line separate mm-hmm. and have two separate categories. What you think?
No.
Why you don't want that, Wendy? Mm-mm. You say y'all is the best.
You tell me, Wendy. Tell
you say y'all is the best, Wendy.
Well, I mean, you John Canoe, the heartbeat of John Canoe is the back line.
The heartbeat of John Canoe is the drum.
It is the back line. So the brass is just an icing on the top.
Well, I mean, had it not been for the music makers that introduced us to brass, where would we be?
The original, it has been conch shell, mm-hmm. tie up.
And that's you. We have a call on the line, Chris. We taking calls already. I have so many texts to get through. caller, good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Ken and Nick. How you doing?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
And good afternoon to the rest of the John Canoe. This is your church boy.
I noticed you calling me before you go to church, hey?
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
But listen to me.
Talk to me.
I believe the Saxons.
Talk to me, cousin.
The best John Canoe Russian group.
Man, I love
in
you.
The Bahamas.
Thank you.
I don't think much people could outrush the Saxons.
You can't outrush the
now,
Saxons.
Now, you could have more organized music. Than the Saxons.
Right.
But you can hold Russian Saxons.
Now tell me why you think that is, that the Saxons are a Russian group. Tell me why you think that.
Listen to me. If you were to take the brass out.
Yes.
And let's just go rush down Bay Street. I never rush with the Saxons now.
Okay.
But the Saxons, it's very hard to beat the Saxons in a New Year's Day parade.
Oh, I tell you that.
Because the Saxons is a Russian group.
Thank you.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
the Saxons
sir.
Is not a real organized group, you know.
Yes.
They just start getting organized since Punkin and those went there.
Okay. All right, sir.
The Saxons is a Russian group.
Okay. I agree. I agree 100%.
You go to Jogunu, you don't parade. You rush. Jogunu is a Russian.
Right. You come to break up these costumes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jogunu is a Russian thing. Jogunu is not a float where you have those costumes on no wheel and you just pull it. Jogunu, you dance and you rush it.
You rush it. Anybody who bring in flow?
Ago, them lead costume, them fellas used to be spinning them wrong and jumping them in. And think now all they're doing is just dragging them down Bay Street.
They killed the
movement.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Now, back to the music part of it.
Talk to me.
They have this thing now. The only thing missing of these major jungle groups now mm-hmm. is a snare drum with stick. They have everything else. Tambourine, conga longas, cymbals, scraper. They have everything else other than a snare drum.
I understand.
So now it's moving that. You know what? They need to have one parade. Let it be New Year's parade, Labor Day parade, a Labor parade with no brass. Just old-style John Canoe. Just rush old-style.
What do you think about having a John Canoe parade where we have one theme and you just see how everybody depicts it? What do you think about that?
Good. That will be... But mind you, we almost had that before, you know.
Yes.
Remember the 50th Queen Quincentennial?
Yes, I do.
We almost had that before.
Yes, sir. Yes,
but,
absolutely.
But a parade like that...
I think...
After the Wally pass, mm-hmm. you might as well go home.
Ah, boy.
Then one family brought crime doesn't pay. Then a helicopter went up in the air.
That was it.
You might as well go home.
That was it, because nobody could outdo that.
Saint Barades, then our Ruth had the little African thing. Then they robbed Ruth. Ruth didn't get that parade.
But you don't think they robbed the Saxons with Candyland?
No.
Okay.
I can tell you why.
Okay, tell me.
It was too, a lot of the costumes were too flat.
All right, sir. Yes,
and a
sir.
Lot of them were sprayed.
Yes, sir.
A lot of them wasn't baked.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A lot of them was airbrushed.
Okay. I understand.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But I telling you, if you say, okay, put some teams in the bike and you pick one team.
Yes.
And everybody bring that team for Boxing Day.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good parade.
I think so. You'll see the creativity.
You'll see the John Canoe ideas.
Yes.
You'll see the minds of John Canoe. The one family in them I could get away now.
Mm-hmm.
But if they would have did something like that with a Paul Knowles.
I see.
Paul Knowles would have mashed them up with the root.
I must say.
If come with one team.
I have to say, though, in defense of one family, I think that they are very creative and innovative when it comes to bringing their ideas to Bay Street.
Yeah,
I think that they have an edge.
Really good.
Yeah,
I
do think so.
The first time I ever saw a fish with eye winkers. Never saw it before.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, one family can be good. And yes. I want to say a tribute to, I want to send, because I know some children who is listening. I want to just send a tribute to my brother, mm-hmm. Ken Motorboat Ferguson.
Okay.
From the Classic Dancers in Grand Bahama.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I've been around Junkanoo, and he used to sneak me out to rush. The woman telling my mother, she see me on Bay Street rushing. I might have used to face my costume. And
but it was you straight.
The and sneak me out.
Ah, boy.
Put me in the truck, and I gone.
Yes, sir.
That's when you have the shark in the back of the yard. Y'all get this studio now. Y'all ain't got shark.
Ah, boy.
Y'all got studio. Then the floor, you remember when the floor used to be the crepe paper?
The floor
used to be. You come over there, you come out your part, and you just drop that on the floor.
And you sleep right there sometimes, too. And the light used to be just the screw and light for the socket.
Okay. But you too young to know about that kind of joke. You're not to know about that kind of joke.
Man, that's the only type of junk I grow up on. That's what I know.
The shark was built with a cardboard, them big fridge box and then from home furniture and things.
You remember that? You know that particular smell that used to be in Mason or Ross Corner from the mossy rock? You remember that?
Nah, I never used to go around there like that.
Okay,
I had to stay on. You know, one time ago, like I tell you, Junkanoo got so advanced.
Yes, sir.
One time after November, the Valley Boys them couldn't go to Mason Edition. You know, couldn't drive to there.
Yeah.
Not the known Valley Boys. Mm-hmm. 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 The known Saxon couldn't go up in Madeira Street and thing after November. That's how serious people used to take junk.
Yes.
Now you get some people, you go in their house, they get one dancer for the Wally Boys, one dancer for one family, mm-hmm. And they contracting everything out.
Yes.
I mean, you have to survive. If that's your way to make your little thing,
make your little thing.
Junk was poisonous back in them days.
But it's still personal now, you know. For us that have been entrenched in it for all of our lives, it is personal. So when you hear people say...
I said in closing before...
Oh, he's gone.
My brother, Ken Motorboat Ferguson, lose one of his eyes.
Yes.
Through Junkanoo.
Yes.
Peeping in somebody Junkanoo shop.
Jeez.
You know, but I got to go on that.
Okay, well, you have a good night at church. Pray for us, please.
Thank you, sir.
I've been to all the time.
Thank you so much. Thank
have
you.
A good night.
Have a good evening.
Yeah.
We got to go to break. You know, I can't take my call, Chris. I can take my call. Good evening, caller. You are on.
Hi, yes. Good night.
Hi.
I got a complaint and a compliment.
Go right ahead, sir.
Okay, as far as the complaint is concerned,
mm-hmm.
I've been going to Junkanoo for many other years now.
Right.
And the drummers, which is the most invigorating part of the Junkanoo, is way in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And you get them poor dancers in the middle there dancing to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Why y'all can't take a quarter or half of them and put them in the middle so one can feed off the next and the whole gang just goes through with the same music playing straight for the whole from the beginning to the end.
You
have to keep pretending that the music is in your head and them poor girls up front there doing their choreography.
I know what he's talking about.
Just
mean.
Playing to themselves, you know? And so I feel these groups are getting so big and so big in Kalonki. Now they need to spread up the music and put some of that music in the center or close to the front so you can hear the same theme or the same music playing throughout the whole segment.
Okay. I see what you mean.
On the compliment side, I like that little, tonky lonky or whatever.
The conkalakas. The conkalaka. Conkalaka.
Licking on it.
Right.
I feel that was a good introduction. And what it does is like, you know, when a man wears a suit and you put on a tie or a bow tie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's how that complements
the music.
The group.
Yes.
You know, they hear that little tinkling, ding, 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 ding. And I think that was a good introduction into junk. But back to that, those drums and stuff.
Yes, sir.
And those they need to bring that like in at least three sections of the group because the groups are just too long. Those eight groups, they are just too big, long and clunky, and nobody can hear the music. in the front when they
come in. Yes, sir. Yes, thank you. We appreciate your comments. We appreciate that. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen that are within the sound of my voice, I'm here with the Valley Boys, and we are talking, Jankunu, we're talking about relationships, the thrill, the love of our culture. This is not a regular Jankunu show because we can talk some things when we come back.
Mm-hmm.
You are on Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio, 96.9, Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day.
Introducing the Focal Smart Pass app that helps you to fuel up faster. Here's how it works. Download the app on the App Store or get it on Google Play and create your profile with payment details. Visit your nearest Shell station, open the app, scan the pump's QR code, select your payment amount, and begin fueling. Say goodbye to cash and cards because the Focal Smart Pass offers secure and convenient payment options right at your fingertips. Download Focal Smart Pass now and fuel up faster today.
Your way.
Double shot decaf cappuccino.
Light roast Colombian no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers. Visit ninsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
All over the Bahamas, only Mahatma. Whether it's Bimini in the north or Mayaguana in the south, if you cook in white rice, fried rice, or peas and rice, pumpkin rice, crab and rice, or pumpkin rice for the best results, it must be Mahatma. Everyone loves Mahatma. Look for Mahatma long grain, gold, jasmine, basmati, or yellow rice. And for a healthier option, Mahatma brown rice. All over the Bahamas, only Mahatma.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Boy, we are back. You're listening to the melodious sounds of the Valley Boys, 1958. Ah, boy.
1958.
All day.
Not to be confused.
Not to be confused.
All day.
The originals.
Original.
Ah, let's get directly into it. We have 1 hour to get into the crust, the meat and potatoes of what's going to happen in the next 22 days. You are in the A category, is that correct?
Capital A.
How do you start the alphabet?
A.
Thank you.
Now, do you remember Brian Gibson?
Of course.
Baldy?
Baldy.
Do you remember one time ago, the Valley Boys used to win the parade by 8,000 points and only 6 points was in the friggin' thing? And I would always say, how is this possible?
How is it possible?
Brian used to stand where the oddly shaped Christmas tree would be,
yes.
Right? And he would come and he would have the paper. The paper was a yellow piece of paper sometimes with some scribbled writing on it.
And a piece of towel.
And a towel. I mean, he was sweating. I mean, he was going to be slaughtered. And fifth position. And we always, and it wasn't no categories. It was just, you just win the parade.
Correct.
You win the parade.
Overall.
Right? Those were the days, but no longer those days. You go in the tally room by the Presbyterian Kirk. You sit down, you have your little sauce.
You take your BGCSE paper, you maths take, paper too.
You take your GLAD 2.0 and you tally up the numbers because 2 plus 2 used to be 4, but now 2 plus 2 plus 2 is 20.
Exactly.
And we call the results. That was Ren Jonkunu was a different era. I want to
right
know.
Right after Jonkunu.
Right after.
You, on the bleacher, in the square.
In the square. And then the whole place go crazy.
And if your group didn't win, bottles was flying.
Somebody in the back throwing a green bottle.
And with little changes.
With little changes.
Little or no changes.
And whatever the ruling was, the ruling was.
It was.
It wasn't no IRC, PUL, DMT, PMT. It wasn't none of that. No. It is what it is, and that's it. Either y'all want
Come
it or you don't want it.
And be hungry.
All right.
That's right.
Now, it has been said that you guys are the most winningest group on Bay Street, right? I mean, you would have to be the winningest group, as Rotavio, King Tavio would have said,
and
right?
And I corrected him.
But I mean, Wendy, y'all is the oldest group. What you want
to
do?
How old is Roots to one family? How much wins they have? If you're saying it's based off being older, that's technically not the case.
Wendy, this
not
is not your show.
Not because you're older don't mean you
Wendy,
win it.
I want you to know this is not your
not
show,
because
Wendy.
Because you're older mean you win it.
Wendy, this is not your show. I don't know why y'all think that y'all have won every parade. It's something about the Valley Boys, right? Y'all think that y'all should win every parade.
Listen, that is just something about the Valley, right? I don't.
John, this is real life. This is not a fallacy. This is not win every parade.
We cannot win every parade, but we will act and have the confidence that we can.
Correct.
If a garbage can, so can we. That's right.
Now let's talk about. We could talk about what happened Friday.
Before we go into what happened Friday.
Go ahead.
We could get into what happened Friday. Mm-hmm. I think I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I just want to put in a little shout-out plug, right?
Go ahead.
I got to shout-out my section heads.
Go ahead. This is your show.
I got to shout-out. This is your Valley show. Boys, section heads, those ones established in 1958. I just want to go down the list. These persons have been keeping this group going. They have been keeping our sections together.
We
can get to that.
Okay.
They've been keeping the group together. They've been doing a marvelous, marvelous job.
Mm-hmm.
LeVar, Ferran, Bubas, Shauna, Zerline, Joel, Donald, Christoph, of course, Wendy in studio with me, Alex, Far, Olivia.
Who Ferran? Ferran, the Royal Bombers Defense Force, Ferran?
Yes.
Ferran married to my cousin Tina, you know?
Yeah. I know Tina from our ladies'
time.
Yeah,
and when me and Ferran do jobs together from the Royal Bombers Defense Force, Abel Seaman. Abel Seaman.
Right.
I don't have no issues. Like, the Royal Bombers Defense Force really makes my job easier.
Yeah, man.
I love that for me. Thank
yeah,
you.
Man. But I needed to shout them out because they've been doing a marvelous job.
Right.
And they deserve
Excellent.
The recognition.
We would be remiss if we did not mention D. Leslie.
Of course. I was going to
get the Prince of Hospital Lane.
Judge Brown.
Now, right. I want to get into the meat and potatoes because I don't want y'all to think for a minute y'all come here to slide on my show tonight.
Oh, boy.
But y'all have any sponsor?
Walker's Industries.
Who?
Walker's Industries
Limited.
The two gentlemen from BTC?
Ma'am, our sponsor
is
Walker's Industries Limited.
How much money
recently,
they give you?
Recently brought on. Last week in a marvelous,
last week Wednesday.
Wonderful press conference.
Well, that's what
I think it was 75K.
Y'all have 75 there, but y'all could spend that in 2 days. That's only for a jumper.
That's not money.
That is really no money.
We
that's only for a jumper.
But it is appreciated.
It's appreciated.
It's more than we received that we should receive normally.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which we have not received.
You haven't received from your title sponsor?
No, we have not received anything from Bahama as yet.
Okay.
And we have not received the government
seed
funding that we have qualified for.
Because you're in the A category.
In the A division.
Capital
and
A.
Registered with the JCNP as per request.
But there's also some controversy, right, that I would have seen. And there seems to be some allusion to the consequences of last week Friday, saying that you persons from the 1958 Valley Boys do not have the sole proprietary right to use that name.
Illusion or delusion?
Listen to me, Wendy.
I'm going to make sure you use the right word.
I want to know what the word is. Because
I mean, in my
group, we don't have these issues. We name the Saxons.
I think it is delusion.
Now, it's delusion?
Now, sadly, in the day and age we are in, social media reigns supreme, right?
Right.
So it's always a race for someone to, I want to put this out first.
Okay.
Our problem is we don't fact check. and we like to talk of emotions, right?
Emotional texting.
But facts are facts, right?
Right. What are the facts?
And misinformation is a serious thing. So
give me the facts.
The last situation we had, which was made public, and so I can comment on that.
Why y'all? Stick a pin. Why y'all made this so public? Because I want you to know something. The aggression in which it comes off, right? And I'm saying this, I'm taking every hat off, right? The aggression that comes with this from the other side or the other sector, it's going
heavy.
To lead to an alienation because there's only so much people can take,
yes.
Right? And you don't want to be advantageous and trying to gain the popularity or the empathy of people that you would like to be a part of.
Exactly.
So when is it going to get to a point where you say, you know something, let us have a conversation. Let us stop being so aggressive.
I'm honestly...
Are you not over it? Because I'm over it.
I've been over it a long time now.
But you are in it.
But I'm immersed in it, right? Mm-hmm. I have a job. I have a job and a duty as... not only the frontline director, but the communications person for the group.
Well, what happened to Kishlane?
I'm with the established 1958 Valley Boys.
So Kishlane isn't a part of y'all anymore?
I'm not aware of that.
So what but
I don't know who
Nakia.
Nakia is a part of us. She
I
she
like
and
Nakia.
I work together. Our let me just
she's
shout
very
out
she's a very nice.
Let me shout out our
lady.
Communications team.
Tell
it's
me
myself,
who the communications
it's
team
Nakia
is.
DeVoe Christie,
right.
And it's Gabrielle Conliffe.
Gabby.
Gabby. Mm-hmm. Gabby, she works behind the scenes.
She does the graphics and things
like
that.
She does a lot of stuff. A lot of writing and a lot of editing and stuff like that as well.
Nakia and I grew up together. Yes, I like her a lot. She's a really nice person.
They're two awesome people. But it's
I thought Boobus was a part of y'all team too.
He is.
He's a part of our project team, yeah.
Okay, so y'all have...
But we feel like Boobus is a part of every team in the group.
Okay, who's collect the check? Who's collect the check?
I can't speak on behalf of the accounts.
Okay, all right. So that is your communications team.
Yes.
So, ma'am. John, now, when it comes up to y'all lining up on Bay Street, who can be in front of this music? Because that's what I want to know. We looking to see who can be in front of this music, John.
We're gonna have that together. We have not officially decided, you know, who's going to be in costume in front of the music, per se.
Y'all have any brass?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, man.
Yes,
listen to me. We have a full, fully functioning group. From front to
they
back.
They say y'all ain't have no brass.
From front to back.
So y'all have banner.
Everything. We have banner.
So Boo Roll doing the banner? Who doing the banner?
Boo Roll is involved.
Boo Roll. And then y'all have dancers?
Yes, we do.
We have all our dancers.
Y'all have choreograph section?
Yeah, yes, man.
Two. So y'all qualify
two.
For A?
Yes.
We qualify for A twice.
A two times?
Twice.
Twice this.
Yeah, man. Twice
two
this.
Two times two is?
Twice this.
Two times two is? Okay. So y'all have brass. Y'all have a rhythm section. Y'all have bass drummers. Mm-hmm. Y'all have pallets to light these drums.
Yeah, man.
I ask not look for these relevant questions. I need to know all
you would
of
think,
the grits.
Well, we practice Thursday and Sunday, so
yeah.
We got
to practice.
National Stadium.
Oh, that's what they call it, the Stadium Boys.
That's why they call us the Stadium Boys, yes.
They used to call us Under the Tent Boys. Owen. Owen used to call us Under the Tent. Owen Stubbs.
Owen. Owen is very dropsy, you know.
Yeah, from Jenny. He went to St. John's.
Owen, I still waiting to be on a flyer. I don't know how we could get on it.
Owen making a big corn now, so he brand new.
Boy, different-er.
Be different-er. But he better make it to Bay Street this year. Don't try flam me.
Oh, boy. Tavia, what's happening?
Tavio, baby.
That's my brother, you know.
Oh, yes.
That's my brother, boy.
Tavio, leave the Saxons and go on to one family. Now he opening up the gate. Boy, I tell you, y'all
that's,
something
that's,
else.
That's a good example of jungle relationships, right?
It is.
Because Tavio has been in the Saxons. He's in one family now. I'm in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And we could have a conversation
about
anything. Jungle related, anything.
Could I tell you something? When... We have separate communications, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And when my mom left, your mom came to the funeral home.
Yes.
You were at the funeral. Tavio was there. Greg was
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
Like my Junkanoo family mm-hmm. showed up.
Yeah.
Craig, those from the back line, Walden, Jeremy,
yeah.
Like CJ for me, you know what I mean?
She was a part of our lives.
What I loved about it was that the day Mommy was supposed to be burialized, it was like a hurricane coming out of St. Francis Xavier's Cathedral, and the Saxons waited until we came
yes.
to the repass. I mean, and we danced in the rain. Ruben had the umbrella over my head, and we danced.
Yes.
We had a good time.
Yeah.
And it
was deserving.
The Valley Boys even played in the church. Some of the Valley Boys mm-hmm. played. Shandon, my cousin's son, Shandon, Dion and Nicole's son, the yes. eldest son. Shandon and Walden put together a medley because my mom likes Cherish the Love and Some Enchanted Evening. It was Walden, Shandon, a member of the Valley Boys, a member of Jenny, mm-hmm. and they showed up. It was beyond what you see.
What you see, mm-hmm. yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Deke them is the next set of Valley Boys, and me and Deke them see each other all the time. We laugh, we talk. I mean, I raggy them. But I want, Junkanoo transcends all of that because mm-hmm. we still live in a population of 275,000.
I ask persons all the time, what are you doing January 2nd?
What you doing January 2nd?
Because a lot of the nonsense that's happening and what has come about because of it mm-hmm. is it hurts.
It's painful.
Mm-hmm. It's painful, right? It's become an emotional strain, honestly, because you've had persons who you talk to almost every day,
mm-hmm.
so whether it be on social media, you see them, big conversation, have some libations together.
Mm-hmm.
Now these persons walk straight past you.
Like
or they unfriend you, or they block you.
Or they try
you,
to fight you.
Or they try to fight you. Yeah.
I saw that on Bay Street.
Yes.
I saw that.
Yeah, they tried. They tried.
But you know, I must say, people sense. Because you just really say it from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
They say that Kenny girl I'm out is a problem, mm-hmm. and I just feel like if it's Junkanoo related, we should be able to speak on these things. Now there are certain yes. things that we can and cannot say,
yes.
mm-hmm. and Junkanoo should never cross the line with politics because yeah. Junkanoo is Junkanoo. So I feel like when we talk about Junkanoo, this is our culture. This I come to get me.
Yes,
I literally come to get
That's
me.
That's all you come for. That's all you could get.
I work 365 days of the year, bro. When you see Junkanoo time come around, I don't want no pressure. Let a Nai go to Papa them.
Yeah.
And let her go to her daddy.
Yeah.
I want a little break.
Yeah.
Because at that time, that is when I could do Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
I want dance to the One Family music. I will walk down on the side of Ruben mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. I want that music to just lick me. Like I want, you know, I lose my hair in on Bay Street, you know.
But I tell people I have three different personalities. I have regular John.
Yes.
I have competitive John. I have Junkanoo John.
No, I have two. I have Kenny
Kenny. How much you have Kenny?
I have two.
It's only two.
Yeah, I'm in trouble though.
You sure?
How much y'all think I have?
Boy. Depends on the situation.
It depends. It depends on the situation. It might be, you think it's more than two?
I think so. We go with more than two.
Let's go with more than two.
Yes, more than two.
Wendy.
Two plus.
Yes, how ma'am. Coveted is the music part for you? Because you've lost, so your brass is different. Your brass is different now. You have to learn how to play along with these other brass members.
Well, to be honest with you,
being honest, Wendy, I want some honesty.
In the deep, in the heart of the music, in mm-hmm. the heart of the drums,
mm-hmm.
we basically don't hear the brass, to be honest with you.
Y'all don't hear the brass?
We don't.
What you hear, girl?
When you have the bells, the surround mm-hmm. sound, you hear mm-hmm. bells and you hear your partner on the left, on the right of you. So for me, the brass isn't. No. My brother or my sister to the left of me, that's who I hear. And that's who we make the music with.
Ah.
We don't make the people in the back line where the drums are, don't make music with the brass. Mm. They make music with the drums and the bells and the black horns.
And the whistles.
And the whistles.
And the kunkalakas.
And the kunkalakas.
Because that's
scrapers.
What makes it up.
That's what makes it up. We don't hear the brass.
Do y'all have a bell line?
Yes, we do.
Kenny, let me stop asking us what we have.
These are the questions that people are asking because we know Bovis and Ferran could be there. We know Bovis and Ferran could be there. Where far? I see far in the school at Far Russian.
We have a fully functioning A category group, not 201.
You have 400 plus.
Okay.
Because I see plenty numbers on that paper.
We have it.
Y'all have your synopsis ready.
I'm nervous in the next couple of days. We gotta be ready. But
for those of us who have a reason to be nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you are starting on Bay Street.
Yes.
Bay
correct.
Street.
Bay
Street.
In the hole.
Road to Bay, not Road to Shirley.
Bay Street. Bay Street. Y'all are starting on Bay Street
yes,
in front of the world famous straw market.
That's That's right.
Right?
Correct.
And you will traverse straight up. You are not starting
for
on Shirley Street.
I'm turning Elizabeth.
70
out,
minutes.
Taking our 30-minute rest.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you will start on Bay Street.
On Bay Street.
Proper.
According to the number that we select.
According to the number, because whatever's yes. in the bag is left for the two-time winners, Saxon Superstars.
Yes.
So you will not start on Shirley Street.
No, ma'am. I don't know. Why would we start on Shirley Street?
I just want to know the procedure here.
A division groups start on Bay Street.
And you have to, the postmaster general say.
You're on the clock.
You are on the clock.
Yes.
The PMT says.
We will be ready.
You will be ready?
We will be ready.
Dion Miller, chairman of the JCNP, said emphatically today in his press conference that we will start at 8:59 p.m. You all going to be ready?
That first group better be ready.
I pray to Jesus today and me.
Well, I don't know who it'll be, but you know. I have a ritual, you know. I don't touch anyone's hands from the moment I open my eyes on Saturday morning.
Boy, I don't know how I get hosting people wedding this Sunday. I mean, I have these people wedding. I'm ready to give these people their money back.
You
want to
be there?
No, I wouldn't be there. I can watch it online.
Kenny will pause whatever she's doing at that time.
They better be cutting the cake at that time. But we're gonna take a quick break. Chris. I don't hear no more Valley Boys music in my ears.
Chris, you're doing a marvelous job.
Okay? Because, I mean, this is enough now, Chris. You on my side or what?
Chris, you're doing a marvelous job.
Then take it easy. Take it easy, Wendy. We will be back. This is Kenny's Corner. We're talking to the Valley Boys section heads. Wendy and John, Frontline, and the Tum Tum section, the rhythm of the group.
City.
Rhythm City, as she calls it. This is Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio. Oh, boy, it's another Trapsy Tuesday.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Introducing the Focal Smart Pass app that helps you to fuel up faster. Here's how it works. Download the app on the App Store or get it on Google Play and create your profile with payment details. Visit your nearest Shell station, open the app, scan the pump's QR code, select your payment amount, and begin fueling. Take its convenient payment options right at your fingertips. Download Focal Smart Pass now and fuel up faster today.
All over the Bahamas, only Mahatma. Whether it's Bimini in the north or Mayaguana in the south. If you cook in white rice, fried rice, or peas and rice, pumpkin rice, crab and rice, or pumpkin rice, for the best results, it must be Mahatma. Everyone loves Mahatma. Look for Mahatma long grain, gold, jasmine, basmati, or yellow rice. And for a healthier option, Mahatma brown rice. All over the Bahamas, only Mahatma.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's a red flag. Woo! One more red flag. Woo! Who are we?
The
Valley.
Who are we? The Valley. It's the Valley. Woo!
That is quite enough, Chris, I'm going to speak to Dwight about you. That is quite enough of you tonight. I said that's quite enough for tonight, Chris. That is quite enough. I am going to speak to Dwight about you, okay?
Music champions, man.
Wendy, take it easy on my radio station.
This is our show.
Okay, this is my show, okay? Now, I want to do some housekeeping. December 30th, John, I'm having an event. It's called Conversations After Dark. I want all of the Valley Boys to come out, all right?
Oh, boy.
We're going to wear pajamas, and we're going to have some real conversation about sex, relationships, sneaky links. When do you know? All sorts of things we're going to be talking about on this night, December 30th, right?
Oh, boy.
Now, John, we're also going to have a cigar lounge, you know?
That
so
nice.
Can you bring out some of the fellas, please?
Okay.
I need you to bring some fellas out.
Okay.
I want to say a special shout out to Dr. Tonette Hannah, who is at the Fleming Street Clinic. I had a pressure issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I see Dr. Hannah, doctor, and said, come to Fleming Street. I was a little, listen, I wasn't ready.
Right.
I said, Dr. Hannah, I'm in the parking. She said, Kennedy, come on in. I said, oh, Jesus, I come in. I saw myself down. I gone inside. And there was another doctor, very beautiful young lady. I can't remember her name. I think it was Carole. Tonette, if you're listening, please message me the other doctor name. Beautiful. She from Elutra. And I want to say that the very same service that I would have gotten in a private facility, I received that right there at Fleming Street.
Wonderful.
And they had top-notch care for me. They changed my medication because, of course, it's a lot dealing with you Jonkanoo people, right? The doctor's name was Dr. Kalma. She's a very pretty girl, mm-hmm. very pretty young woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say thank you so much to Dr. Kalma and Dr. Tonette Hannah. You do your job. You make Fleming Street wonderful. To the nurses that were there that said, that's Kenny. Yes, that's me. Thank you so much, ladies at Fleming Street. And to the ladies in Mummy Hustle, that's they are the backbone. They keep me going every single day. I want to mention them one by one. Aisha, Bianca, Charlene, who is my rider.
Who's Charlene?
Charlene Barton.
Who, Flowersy?
Flowersy. That's my love. My cousin Koya, Latrenda, my rider that I met, Latrenda at the Ministry of Tourism and Aviation. Welcome to the islands of the Bahamas.
Oh, boy.
Lynette, Nicole, Noel, Tucker, and my cousin Vili. I want to say thank you, ladies, for having my back. They support me in all my crazy antics.
Awesome.
I appreciate you all. And to my one and only Ruben, thank you. I appreciate you. Listen to me. So listen.
Oh, man.
I need to get to some of these questions in my chat about what's going to happen on the 25th.
Before you get to the shout out, just one more plug. It's
plug
a very
it.
Special day. It's December 3rd. Mm-hmm. December 3rd. I have to send a shout out to Crystal Rule. Crystal.
The lawyer girl?
Yes.
John.
Her birthday today.
John.
She's probably in Hawaii right now.
John, I saw her. I hosted an event for the Attorney General's office on Friday. Miss Williams, thank you. AG office, thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. Crystal had on one Gucci thing. I say, who is...
Dressed to the gods.
Where she's we go? Every day?
Every day.
And then I happened to stumble on her Instagram today. She had this long gold thing.
Yes, it's for her birthday.
I love that for her.
That was her birthday.
I love that she is so extra and over the top.
Yes.
I love that.
You have to stay ready.
One of the parents at my daughter's school, she said, hi, and hi, mommy. You're so extra. And I said, you are basic.
Oh, God.
You always screaming for night. That is my child.
Mm-hmm.
That is my child. You know how she get here?
That's
that is
yours.
Mine.
Yours.
Now, if you don't want to scream for your little child, that on you. But then I gonna know her mother here all the time. Are you so extra?
Oh yes.
The Christmas play Friday. You look. I may wear glitter. I don't know yet.
Just all glitter.
Just from head to toe on my lip and everything.
That's
I don't
right.
know.
Now, shout outs before you all go.
Shout out to your people, Wendy.
I want to shout out my parents, Kim and Dexter Bodie. They're the reason I am Wendy.
Hey.
With an I.
With an I. Mm-hmm. Special.
Thank you.
Especially my dad. From I became a Valley Boy, he was the one walking with me straight down from George Street all the way to the corner of Elizabeth Ave.
I love
awesome.
It.
Until I was old enough to fend for myself.
All right.
Awesome.
Now,
that is awesome.
I have a next question for you, Valley Boys. I think that it's egregious that I always have to say Valley Boys 1958 because I think it's ridiculous and redundant.
Which one?
Why are you always saying which one? Do you think that this will be settled before the parade?
Of course not.
You don't think so?
No.
Not at all.
So what will happen?
I'm pretty sure there's going to be a Valley Boys in A and a Valley Boys in F. That is going
and
to happen.
And F is for fantastic.
Fantastic, fantabulous, fun. Yeah. Hey. I know we crack about it. Everybody started off with jokes about it right in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then it became
annoying,
draining, mm-hmm. and then serious, and then we back to draining again and the jokes and stuff. But in all seriousness, it's a sad situation. Right?
It's a sad, sad
situation. It's a very sad situation. But in life and in Jhonkanoo,
mm-hmm.
splits happen. Separations happen.
We divorce.
Life goes on.
But if you divorce me, Wendy, you can't carry my name, friend. Mm. Go that way. You can't say we divorced and you still want to be Mrs. Williams.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct. I mean, history reflects. One family left Saxons.
No, they didn't just leave us now. There's a combination. You try and blow us down.
The main association was the Saxons.
And right.
Roots left the valley.
Right.
Prodigal sons left
Genesis
the valley.
Left mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Genesis.
You know.
But you notice we're calling names.
So
because they established their own identity. And it's unfortunate that we don't have that situation.
But imitation
now.
Is the greatest form of flattery.
It is.
You know?
It is.
But what is so prominent to this name?
The name Valley Boys
carries
weight.
Gives you all
weight.
The credit.
What does that do for what?
It carries weight.
So what does that mean as a Valley Boy? What that mean to you?
For me, it means pride.
Pride.
It means
loyalty.
Prestige.
Mm.
It means loyalty.
So
really.
You're more prestigious than me?
I never said that.
I'm celebrating 60 plus years. I don't want you to think for a minute that you're more prestigious than me.
I'm not. I don't.
Okay.
But I'm letting you know I am prestigious.
Okay. Well, I am regal.
Jesus.
Oui. Oh boy. Someone text me one word.
Well,
me one word.
You know,
than
I
regal.
Got these words because after I got kicked out of SAC, right?
Uh-huh.
I had to come to St. John's.
There we go.
And so my first day to St. John's, I get in trouble.
Oh,
so Miss Ferguson put me in detention. But detention was in the office. And so she gave me the dictionary.
And said, "Read this.
Read that."
That's my principle, son.
So every day. That's why I lived in the office.
That's my principle.
But if it wasn't for Arlene and Nash Ferguson, I hear people say, "Oh, he's the queen of this and that." Arlene is the queen. I want y'all to focus.
Correct.
I want you to really focus.
Correct.
Because you can't drag Arlene slippers.
And she's an historian.
Okay.
I don't know.
I know, right?
You could ask Arlene anything about
Jhonkanoo.
Come on, man.
19 when?
Come on, man.
And she could tell you, yes.
She could tell you who the lollipop was. She could mm-hmm. tell you who the kid
yeah.
gate. She
could, yes.
Miss Ferguson could tell you everything.
And she could say it in whatever language you need to hear it
and
in.
And articulate it. Kendanique, articulate. Right. Use your words.
Tease.
I said, yes, Miss Ferguson.
That's right.
But if it wasn't for Arlene and Nash Ferguson, I must say, I don't know where I would have been because my mother said, Kendra, go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Ferguson mm-hmm. took it from there.
Mm-hmm.
People like her, I could never forget.
Never.
You know what I mean? But even though I see her all the time.
Right.
Right? But, John, a Valley Boy is pride. It is prestige. It is the name Valley Boys.
Yes.
That's why some people don't want to let it go.
I can only assume. Their motives are what they say their motives are, right? They wanted transparency and accountability. That's what they're saying.
But go that way and get it from get it somewhere else.
We're all human. We're adults. And everybody takes courses of action differently.
But I want to say something to you.
Yes.
The Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas does not entertain everyone. Brian is your chairman.
Correct.
Correct.
Is it emeritus or is he's the chairman? That is it.
He's the chairman.
Brian is the chairman. Now, correct. That was bestowed on him by the late
Gus
Cooper. Winston Cooper. Correct?
Yes.
Correct. All right. Cisco ain't want it. The next brother ain't want it. The next, right? Mm-hmm. All right. So Brian now has it. If you say to me that I am the leader of your group, you can't just approach the Prime Minister and be having these conversations.
No.
You have to wait your turn.
You have to wait your
turn. There are policies and procedures, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Yes.
Protocol.
In a regular situation, even if you have to incorporate or you have to have a proper way of doing things, there should be standard operating procedures.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
I can't just, you can't just approach anybody.
Correct. And that's why we have, that's why you have section heads.
Go to the section head.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If the section head is not giving you what you need or not producing, then you bypass the section head and go to him. There's no need for you to go to him if you have a Wendy, if you have Alex, if you have John, if you have LeVar and Ferran.
But that still doesn't mean that I can't talk to my leader, though.
No, of course. No. You can talk to your leader.
Okay.
But the design of the section heads is to solve the problem there.
Okay.
It's just like,
just your, like your manager your job. At work. Like yeah. your job.
Just like your supervisor and your manager and then your overall head. You don't need to go to the overall head because you don't have any paper in your printer.
But the unmitigated gall, the mandatacy of you to want to take my name and then circumvent me in having it.
It is the audacity of hope.
It is the audacity to hope.
Yes.
But suppose, John, y'all get to Bay Street, right?
Uh-huh.
And they join, and you and A, and they and F, and it's a situation where it's contentious. Do you foresee any issue?
I don't want to speak that.
Don't let's put that in atmosphere.
I don't want to put that in atmosphere because while we're going through this, at the same time, a lot of them are educated persons, professional, but they know what the hole is. They know what rules and order is. They should know.
Well, the JCNP manages the policy of John Canoe in New Providence.
And if we have and we have the PMT, the parade management personnel, and all of that handling who goes next, calling this one, I can manage that.
And the police.
Now, if they cannot manage that, then we're going to have a problem.
Okay. Well, we ain't have no problems.
And we should not have any problems.
We ain't have no problems because I want you to know something. I didn't wait all this time to get to Bay Street. Y'all don't do no nonsense, all right? Because
I don't think anything of that nature. No one on either side consistently has sent threats of violence, not outright threats of violence. Towards anyone.
But John, right? Where y'all gonna warm up? Because if they take underneath the bridge, where y'all gonna warm up? Because
under what
bridge?
If where y'all gonna warm up for Christmas, John Canoe on Bay Street?
The regular place where we always go.
Y'all gonna warm up right there?
Yeah, only one valley should be on Bay Street, starting on Bay Street.
There is only one valley starting on Bay Street.
Okay. So they wouldn't have no need to be where.
So they wouldn't need to be on that side.
Where y'all is warm up, so I wouldn't see.
In a spot.
In a spot?
In a spot downtown somewhere. Somewhere by one building.
I can walk down there with my styrofoam cup with my Lipton tea.
You could be on TV.
Hopefully, yeah.
You could be on TV.
I can be looking pretty and smiling.
Always, you always.
Thank you.
I want you to know.
Tell me.
As is customary, when I am entering Rawson Square, baby. I need you in front of me.
John, you know they have us dancing.
This is the only socks that is coming out in this group, you know.
In every YouTube video, Kenny in front of John.
That's right.
I want you to know that John Canoe transcends any type of ill will.
Yes.
Correct.
And when the John Canoe playing, and listen, my own chairman has said to me, Kenny, I see you. I see you dancing. And I say, Toby, I dance in this John Canoe music. This is the music of this music of my life. This is what I like.
Yeah.
I love this. When I was sick and Daddy comes to the side of Daddy, say, Kenra, I need you to get up because you gotta help me line up the group. I love John Canoe. Yeah. Like it is something that I wait for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We have some callers. Chris, these people want to talk to us. Good evening, caller. You are on. That person hang up. Good evening, caller. You're on.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I am wonderful, sir. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. I wondered why my good friend joined me tonight by Twisted Lime on the radio.
John.
This is what's happening, Travis.
Oh, that's about my friend. Yo, great show, great show.
I may still join you if we get off
okay,
in time.
Okay,
I may still
okay,
join
I'll be
you,
right
sir.
Here.
Indeed. Shout out all to right, St. Buddy. John's class of 2000.
Yes, sir. All right, buddy.
Take it easy, my brother.
Great show.
Ah, boy. Well, so nobody else invited to Twisted Line, just y'all doing it. Boy, y'all dangerous out here on this road.
That's right.
So tell me something now. Y'all have your brass, y'all have your conkalakas, your bellas, y'all have everybody ready to go.
Bellas, tum-tum, bass, girls, brass, step-downs, free dancers, jumpers off the shoulders, marshals, banner, lead,
hold on. Prop. But I thought G-Money leave y'all.
Pardon me?
Who's your who's your choreograph person?
Pardon me?
Who's your choreograph leader?
Shauna and Zerline.
Zerline, the fire dancer? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
You get hot just now.
Oh, stop it.
It got hot just now.
That's I didn't right. know that.
Yeah,
yes,
man.
Mom.
So you all come in and like do something, eh?
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Something.
Next, would you say 22 days?
22 days. Yeah, soon, I think it's about 22
pretty
days.
Pretty soon. That's tomorrow.
That is
when
tomorrow.
When you look at it.
You getting leave. Wendy, you ready? Because you burn up your leg, I see.
I getting leave? Me?
Wendy, you used to be on Facebook provoking people, they say.
Not me.
Wendy, don't cause your mother to get you in trouble,
not
Wendy.
Me.
Or your fingers.
Not me.
We
only,
have to take,
only truth
we go until 8 o'clock, you know.
Truth is power.
Chris, tell Dwight we go until 8 tonight. Okay, we can take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. I am here with Wendy with an I and John, who is responsible for the front line of the world famous, most winningest group in Junkanoo history, the Valley Boys. Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Kenny's Corner. Fresh news, smart talk, all Junkanoo day.
Your way.
Double shot decaf cappuccino.
Light roast Colombian no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online. Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Introducing the Focal Smart Pass app that helps you to fuel up faster. Here's how it works. Download the app on the App Store or get it on Google Play and create your profile with payment details. Visit your nearest Shell station, open the app, scan the pump's QR code, select your payment amount, and begin fueling. Say goodbye to cash and cards because the Focal Smart Pass offers secure and convenient payment options right at your fingertips. Download Focal Smart Pass now and fuel up faster today.
All over the Bahamas. Only Mahatma. Whether it's Bimini in the north or Mayaguana in white rice, fried rice, or peas and rice, pumpkin rice, crab and rice, or pumpkin rice. For the best results, it must be Mahatma. Everyone loves Mahatma. Look for Mahatma long grain, gold, jasmine, basmati, or yellow rice. And for a healthier option, Mahatma brown rice. All over the Bahamas. Only Mahatma.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, the rhythm is gonna get you. You're listening to the ever-essent sound of the Saxon superstars. The rhythm is gonna get you. They were being led by Dario at this particular time. Ah, boy. O-A-O-A. O-A-O-O-A. The Saxons! Who are we? We only have one name, one sound, one Junkanoo group.
Oh, boy.
Ah, boy. I'm not throwing jeers. I'm not being petty
yes,
tonight.
You are. Yes, you
I am just speaking pure facts this evening. We are here on Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio 96.9. And ladies and gentlemen, we're only a mere days away from the most coveted Junkanoo Parade I think we will ever see in our lives. Let us look at the elephant in the room. Valley Boys will come out on Shirley Street F, right? And then the real Valley Boys will come out on Bay Street A.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Never
correct.
Done in history, so you see, the Valley Boys don't
because
play.
They're both coming up. You're both coming up with the same names. Is that essentially the right thing?
Essentially, I think so. Essentially, I think that's what will happen.
So when the people come, when people sitting on the bleachers, what am I to say?
Oh, you may be on break but at that point. I don't know.
You may be with your group.
The Valley. Hey.
No, you're gonna say the Valley.
The Valley.
The Valley.
What the song? What the thing of y'all is doing? Dun, do it when? What it is when?
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Dun, 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 dun.
Who are we?
The Valley.
I'd like to hear what's going to happen on Bay Street, brother.
Well, we'll see.
Tickets going to PM.
At 1?
At 1.
Oh, it's 1.
At 1 p.m. tomorrow. Yes. And Alive has been so gracious in their facilitating us. Of course, we are responsible for the inventory and we use their platform to sell the tickets.
Yes.
Right? Now, the order of entry is going to be done on Saturday. It's also known as Nervous Saturday. That happens at 3 p.m. on Arawaki. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be highly anticipated. We're going to see everybody on Saturday.
Ooh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's coming out on Saturday.
Yes.
You will see a good medley of people. Am I right?
Yep. Yes, all registered groups.
That was a shot. Shots fired.
No, that's who's going to be out there.
Who
I mean, and fans and stuff like that too.
I have some questions, John.
Sure.
When I posted the flyers, right?
Uh-huh.
The flyer, I have 37 questions.
Wow.
Well, this is one. Do you see Junkanoo evolving, and how does the group plan to adapt?
Well, Junkanoo is ever evolving. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at this year, just with decor, with musical instruments, even dance, and of course costuming in general, the evolution is there and the evolution is welcomed. Now, I do feel that the evolution should be still controlled a bit because we don't want to lose the essence and the basis of what Junkanoo is, and that is the crepe paper and the cardboard and et cetera, right? But we must welcome evolution because, I mean, we started with newspaper, sponge, and flour, and this and that, and we ended up with crepe paper and
prism,
and prism paper and towel,
chart
paper, and all the sorts.
Dust.
Right? So evolution is there, but you have to control it. In terms of adjusting, I'm assuming they mean adjusting to the evolution or adjusting to the climate.
It just says adaptation. It doesn't say what.
Well, every year we adapt. Either we're adapting to persons that we would have lost, persons that we would gain, new rules for Junkanoo. Mm-hmm. It's always some form of adaptation that Junkanoo groups have to go through. And that is why we have a full year's process. Mm-hmm. We really don't ever get a break. Quite honestly, and that's really a sad thing.
This is another question. What are your goals for the Valley Boys in the next 5 to 10 years?
To officially have the Valley Boys documented in a historical fashion, number one. To have everything that everybody's saying that we don't have, to have that out in the open, the transparency and accountability, whether it be in the form of elections a guideline per se for the group. One thing that I'd like to see with groups in general and from life, right? There should be some kind of reward. There's no reason why me as the frontline director or Brian Adley as our chairman, that is not an actual job title.
Compensation as well.
With a salary.
Yes.
Why aren't we receiving salaries for this, for the jobs that we're doing? These are jobs. This is not sitting at the table, coming to the theme, coloring a book and then coming out. You know, so we have a lot of goals. I think a lot of them are achievable, but we have to work together. And what I do like about our executives, and I like to shout out our executives, Brian, Cisco, persons like Patrick and Tini and other persons involved, they have afforded the younger persons an opportunity to lead.
You must.
And it shows the path that they're on, the succession planning that they're on. So they are guiding younger persons to take over the group.
Mm-hmm. I have three more questions we have to get through.
Sure.
Now, before we get to that, John, I have to be quite honest with you, right? As a Saxon superstar and as a junkanoor, when this first broke about y'all having the split and whatever else, I was very glad.
Of course.
I was glad because my thing is...
Understood.
Y'all have this pompous thing about you, and y'all break up. That's good for y'all.
Yeah.
And I was praying that y'all didn't get it together by the time for Bay Street. And some people say, "Oh, you have to beat them at their best." Well, whatever you come to Bay Street, that should be your best in any event. The minute you suit up to George Street, that is your best.
There will be no excuses.
There are no excuses.
Nobody's going to hear. Oh, are they split? All right.
No.
We are there.
Off with your head.
We are ready for war.
Because it's War Daddy in the building.
Yeah. Ready for war.
War Daddy in the building. March 1.
That's right.
December 1.
December 1.
April 1.
Okay.
War Daddy in the building.
Okay.
I just want you to tell me this is a question. How do you handle the rivalry with other groups, especially during parade season? Forget real groups, A category.
Competing groups.
Rivalry is rivalry, right? As long as it's respectable and it's no one defaming your character or trying to physically attack you or anything, it drives us. Everything about Junkanoo is competition. Mm-hmm. When there's not a prize, there's a competition. Labor Day, Independence Day, Fox Hill Day.
The Saxons want all of those. They are off-season parades.
They are off-season parades with no prizes, no official winners.
But we went.
Kenny just sat here and said that they won.
I did. And I stand on that.
And to allude to the gentleman that called earlier about having a parade with no brass, the world famous did that Labor Day.
Y'all ain't had no choice.
Raw music.
Y'all ain't had no choice.
We had a choice.
Whichever choice y'all had, not the music.
But then Independence, we had a brass.
Man, I don't remember what y'all do Independence, to be quite honest with you. I want to say this. Like, I do not argue Junkanoo with people that I do not know.
I don't argue Junkanoo with persons that are not... Okay. And I don't want to sound...
Man, sound it. You already... Did everyone know who you are?
I don't argue Junkanoo with persons that are not on my level or are above me.
Thank you.
I can't do that, right? And realistically, I don't argue Junkanoo at all anymore because it doesn't benefit you. It's not benefiting me. It's no need to do that.
Well, when I argue Junkanoo now, right? I say that I'm a culturalist because you know I have two MBAs. So I say Ken Deacon Campbell Moth MBA. Oh, don't mix me up.
Don't mix
me
up.
Right? And if I say it,
yeah,
I mean that.
Yes.
And I stand on a point of order.
Yes.
Okay? Because I defended my group. Yes. Now, I will talk about Junkanoo universally.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I love my group.
I love my
group. And I dissent my group for none of y'all.
No. And yeah. I won't allow the disrespect.
No. Now. Don't be. You know what annoys me? When y'all say the scrapsins or the... I don't like that. It's disrespectful.
You know what I always try to remind persons as well? There's nothing factual... really about Junkanoo results.
Exactly.
Everything is opinionated. Whatever those 60 to 80 persons decide are the best.
Come on, John Williams.
That's their opinion. And you cannot tell them their opinion is wrong.
Because don't forget now, they go by the standard operating procedures that are put in place by JCNP members that make up a combination of us. We act in concert.
Exactly.
If for those of you that don't know what concert mean, that mean all of us is decide that. Okay?
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
And I am beautiful in my little jacket.
Exactly. And someone may find this jacket atrocious.
But I love this.
I love it too.
Oh, okay.
I ain't giving you no points though.
No, zero. Can I tell you that I always have vests, off the shoulder vests every year? My vest is be right.
Right.
Okay.
Vests off the shoulder.
Zero votes.
All right. Now, John.
Yes, ma'am.
Wendy. When you have to talk about the momentum, because your group has gone through challenges, my group has gone through challenges, right? Mm-hmm. We have had seasons, periods where we didn't win a parade. The last time we probably would have won a parade was when Jesus was in slippers.
Yes.
We have had that challenge, right?
Yes.
How do you deal with the morale of your group getting to Bay Street in this particular season? These two parades are going to be the most coveted that we've ever seen in our Junkanoo history. How do you deal with your morale? Is it a constant thing where you're in the chat and you're saying, guys, let's go? And I mean guys and women because this is a unisex thing.
I'm going to let Wendy tell you how she deals with it and then I'll answer.
Go ahead, Wendy, with an I.
Well, yeah, like you say, chat.
You speak to the line, it's wartime, let's go. We come out there to win.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put a spade on your chest, that means you're ready for war and you're ready for what it takes, for what all it takes to get to Bay Street and to parade in Valley Pride fashion. That's the only way we know how to do. So, like you said, it's been a troublesome year, but everyone is ready to go. And because it's 22 days to the parade,
mm-hmm.
people naturally get that jittery feeling that it's time to go.
Yes.
So it's really much you don't need to do because they have it within them already, time to go.
Do you think that you people can beat any group on Bay Street in the A category in this particular season?
Why not?
I asked you, I want you to answer me.
No, I wanna say it to say it's something we've done before.
What y'all team is?
Yes.
What y'all bringing to Bay Street?
You'll find out on Saturday.
It ain't no secret, Wendy.
Listen to me.
Talk to me, John.
Again, I just told you.
I want to hear.
That.
Yes, you did.
Any group
mm-hmm.
could win on that day.
So Bear Dam could win. Bear Dam could win the parade.
Bear Dam could win. Genesis could win.
Jenny could win.
Yeah, man.
If those group.
If Makers judges, could win.
If the 60 to 80 judges people decide fit. That. I think this is the best one. Then that's what it is. But I'm going to tell you, we are going to be there. We're not coming just to say that we got to come. You know, if we don't come, make a look
bad. We're coming to represent.
We are coming to do nothing less than win.
Win.
W-I-N.
Nothing capital. Less than win. We are focused. All through this troubled time, we've been preaching to our members to focus.
Y'all have always been a very, you know what the Valley Boys is remind me of? A sweetheart. Y'all could keep a secret. Well, I mean, back in the day, you used to keep a sweetheart. Yeah. You need naughty sweethearts. They bold.
They out there.
They because I see them come to the shack. Like, you'll mm-hmm. come, one will come, and then the next one will come, and they come to get me. I don't know if that's a metaphor or what.
Yeah.
But I see them come to the shack. I see them, right? There. And I want to say this to you, right? Y'all used to keep your business very bedroom bullied. Y'all, I mean, they.
Yeah, it's the only ones.
It's not y'all.
How did this get so kaleidoscopy? Like, why y'all is talking? Why this became so public?
I can't say why it became so public. All I can say is that we tried for a long time not to respond, but it came to a point where it was a requirement mm-hmm. and we had to, because misinformation and false information is a very serious thing, especially in the social media age.
Mm-hmm.
But for the sake of our members, the fans, the supporters, the sponsors, we had to speak. Brian Alley had to speak. The group had to speak, whether it be in a press conference, a group notice, press release, whatever it is, we had to do it.
Those are very well written, I must say.
Yeah. Well, you know, this team is good. John, Nakia, and Gabby are top tier.
And you went to St. John's.
Top tier.
Top tier.
Top tier. Top. I not know Summers, you know. Summer mommy was home. And when I used to watch cartoon on TV, she used to cut it off and say, I need you to write a summary about that cartoon episode you just watched.
Thank you very much.
And I tell people, you know, again, we do this for love. Right? So
because it's for love of God and country, because there's nothing else in it.
You don't get no monetary.
Persons
like, no monetary funds.
Persons like myself and Nakia and Gabby loan what we do in our actual jobs
mm-hmm.
for this group.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you have to lobby relationships.
Nakia is a communication specialist. That is what she does.
Nakia and I worked at the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism and Aviation.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Thank you. All right.
I am at Inland Revenue as a communications manager. Yes, still there, folks. Still at.
Because John, Inland they tried Revenue. To attack you on your job.
I'm not going to get into that. But I know I was never suspended.
They said you were suspended. Yeah. That's for another. That's we for can another talk show. When we go that's to for another the line.
Show. That's the part that. See, things like that is
and
the that, part
that's
that,
too
that,
personal.
That's personal, and it irks me.
And that's your livelihood.
That's my livelihood.
That's how you take care of your ma.
Exactly. That's my livelihood.
When January 2nd comes, life goes on.
The point
where
is,
will you be January 2nd?
The point is.
Go ahead, John.
The point is.
Go ahead.
Our group will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Our group will be ready. We have been so focused.
How much bell is y'all up?
All. We have been so focused.
So Bobas, Faron,
LeVar. Tingham and my boy them and my man them, all of them.
So y'all have Bella costume, y'all have builders, or y'all have to buy builders?
Listen to me.
I ask like these the questions that people want to know, Wendy. They want to know if y'all buying builders.
It doesn't matter. if we have builders or if we bought builders or if we rent in builders, it doesn't matter. But every group grows through it.
Y'all have clout number?
Yeah, man. Whatever's allotted for, we got have.
Okay. All, we fit we all the have. Criteria.
Y'all coming to the walkthrough tomorrow?
I think so.
You can be there?
I'm not sure. Okay. I may be.
Well, you have to wear something to protect your head.
Yeah, you gotta cover your mole.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kenny's Corner.
Oh, yeah. Shout out, Kadisha. Backyard family, JFK. I know you're listening. My DIR family. My staycation family, Vado, Tisa, Tommy, Marsh. I love y'all.
Rhythm City, big up.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kenny's Corner. It has been an interesting evening.
Yes.
I have taken the liberty of going way past my time. Yes. We are coming out at 8 o'clock. I'm going to go home now and have some popcorn and wine with Ruben.
Oi.
And hopefully my child will finish her homework. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kenny's Corner. I am a Saxon superstar.
Hey.
I am a two-time winner.
Oh, boy.
I'm a champion.
Uh-huh.
Bian Babala.
We were all champions.
No, I talk about me, Wendy. It's my salutation. Guardian Radio 96.9, First News Smart Talk all day. Daddy, I on my way home.
Hey, Casey.
Hey! Saxons, baby.
That's right.